A document from the Norwegian Foreign Ministry states that since it's so hard to access Washington heavyweights directly, sponsoring think tanks is often the only way for a foreign government to get its message across. Norway is not alone. The United Arab Emirates, Qatar, and many other countries are purchasing favors from D.C.'s powerful think tanks. The Brookings Institute alone got $14.8 million in cash injected from Doha in 2013.
I think the best example is the Brookings Institution's Middle East policy work, which is, of course, now under the rubric of the Haim Saban Middle East Policy Center. There's a good reason for that. He gives the money to them. That has shaped their every product on the Middle East for the past several years. The history of this, of course, is that once the Cold War was over, those people in the Defense Department who had depended on the Soviet Union as the main threat to justify huge Cold War military budgets were in trouble. And, of course, they had to come up with Iraq and Iran to try to fill the gap, but that didn't really do it. And that has been the basis for getting the think tanks through the obviously the money coming from military contractors to push this idea of Russia as a threat. And it's all one system, and it has worked very well for them.